This year is dedicated to the yahrzeit of Yocheved Bas Hananiel and to the shloshim of her brother Aaron Chaim Ben Hananiel, which will be this Sunday. The neshama should have an aliyah. The Medrash concerning Parsha Shkolim, which we read in addition to the Parshas Mishpatim of last week, we had Shabbos Shkolim, so the Medrash says, Va'oid Amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said also the following to Moshe. Moshe, Chayavin Li Yisrael, Mashalavu Hemenu. Yisrael, the Jewish people, are Chayiv to me what they lent from me. Shenemar Kisisa. The Parsha Shkolim begins with the words Kisisa. When you will raise up. But the Chazal changed the letter sin here to a shin. Kemad de Tamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Kisasha Bereacha. The words Tof, Shin, Aleph can also be read Sasha. And what does Sasha mean? When you will lend your friend. It means you'll your friend will borrow money from you. Amr Lahem. Amor Lahem. Hashem says to Moshe, tell the Bnei Yisrael, Sheyifru Mashachayav Mli, that they should pay what they are chayiv to me. By giving me the machzis hashekel, they're like paying what they owe me. Havei kisisa. That's what it means with kisisa. And if they do that, Hashem says, v'ashalmo lohem, I will then pay them. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, v'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayom, that the amount of Jews that will be in the world will be like the sand of the sea. So we see from this medrash that we owe the Hashem something. It says here we borrowed from Hashem, and by giving the machzis hashekel, we're paying. So that means that if we pay him so little, it seems to be that the debt was not a large debt. We're not talking about millions of dollars here. You're giving a machzis hashekel, but somehow we're paying that debt. And then Hashem says that if you pay that debt, then I will give you a bracha, and I will pay you. I'll make your children like the Chol Hayom. So this medrash obviously needs explanation exactly what is happening here. Normally, the machzik shekel is a kapora, forgiveness, for the chet ha'egel. But here we see that there's something involved with paying Hashem a debt. Now, most shuls, including the one that I davened in last week, last Shabbos, even if they don't say Yotzros a whole year, but by Shabbos Shkolim, the Arba Parshias, they do say the Yotzros. These are added tfilos that are put into the Shemayin Esrei. When the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Shemayin Esrei, so before he says, let's say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hakel Hakadosh, before he says that bracha, they say the whole tzibur says together a piece. Now, besides the importance of saying it, but if you analyze what you're saying, it teaches you about the Shabbos that you're in. This was written by Rishonim, by great people. The particular one on Shabbos Shkolim is written by Rabbi Lozer HaKalir, and so Rav Schlesinger didn't go through the whole thing, obviously, but he went on two lines, and if we understand those two lines, we can understand what does Hashem want from us on Shabbos Shkolim. It's not only for Shabbos Shkolim, it's for after Shabbos Shkolim as well. So if we analyze that piyut, we will gain an appreciation for what Shabbos Shkolim is all about, and we'll understand this medrash that we have to pay Hashem a debt. And that's what we want to find out. What's the debt that we have to pay Hashem? So let's see what the Python says. It says as follows, Zachor li shikle Ephron. Hashem, remember for me the Shkolim of Ephron. Asher shokal av, that our father gave, that was of course Avram Avinu, but when he wanted to find a place for Kfura Sora, to bury Sora, so he gave to Ephron the Machpel Chevron. Machpel, that's the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, in the city of Chevron. So remember that. And then it continues, Cheker, analyze Shikle Yevusi, the shkolim of Yevusi, Mashbisei Choron, those shkolim somehow stopped the anger, Zachrali, remember it for me, Ador Achron, until the last generation. So somebody looking at this superficially will say, well, it's a very nice rhyme. You have Ephron and Chevron and Charon and Achron. Everything rhymes with Resh Vav Nun at the end. But obviously, it has something much deeper than just a nice rhyme. It rhymes also, but the main thing is we have to learn what Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is trying to tell us here. So the question is, what's the shaychus? Why do I have to remember? I mean, the first line, we understand what it's talking about. The second line, we don't even understand at all. What's this shikla yevusi, mashbisei charon, it stopped the anger. We don't even know what that's all about. But besides that, what's the connection with the shkolim that Avram Avinu gave to Ephron Achiti and Shabbos shkolim? Shabbos shkolim, as we said before, there's a chiyuv to give machzor shekel. It's a kapora for the chet of the egel. You have to give shkolim for the mishkan. And you're supposed to give it every year, but what does this have to do with Moris Machpelah? So somebody will say, well, we'll make a Gzeirah Shavah, shekel, shekel. Here you have to give a Machzor shekel, and Avram gave shkolim. That's very nice, but there's a lot of other places in the Torah where shkolim are given, and we don't mention it. Apparently, what Avram gave the shkolim has something to do with understanding what our obligation of the Machzor shekel is. So there's a sefer Maglei Tzedek, which is a machzer, and this machzer is quoted by the Magen Avraham very often. He says the following: remember Hashem, the schus that we have from Avraham. What was so special? Because v'lohirer Avraham loimer, Avraham did not think and say to Hashem. He didn't complain. V'haloy amarta his halach boras kiluchat nena. Hashem told Avram, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give you a present, the whole land of Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, he needs a kever for his wife. He has a whole thing with Ephron to get a kever. He has to pay Arba Mei Shekel Oivr LaSeicher. He had to pay huge money. It was good all over the world. So even though Ephron said, I'll give it to you for nothing, at the end, it cost Avram unbelievable. So Avram could have said, Hashem, you know, you promised me, you promised to give me this for free. Now all of a sudden I'm paying Arba Mei. He was not maharer after Hashem. That's what the Magen Tzedek says on that. Now, what is the second line of this stanza? Cheker shikla yevus. What's that speaking about? That is speaking about that many years later, David HaMelech wanted to build the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't Zochi, Shlomo was the one who built it. But David already purchased the land where the Mizbeach would be and where the Beis HaMikdash would be erected. In the city of Yerushalayim. Who did he buy it from? He gave Shkolim, Aravne HaYevusi, from a man called Aravna Yevusi. We find this in Tanakh. So David purchased it. So what does it mean? Mashbisei Choron. The simple pshat, that we're going to see a different pshat a little later, but the simple pshat is because there was a people were dying. And by when David, there was a Magefa. And when David had done something wrong, what did he do? He made a census. He counted the Bnei Yisrael by counting them directly. You're not supposed to count Jews directly. It's an ayin hara. You give a shekel, you count the shkolim, then you know how many Jews there are. You give a machzor shekel. Because when you're counting people, the Gemara says, "Ein a bracha shori al dover asomim min ayin." Bracha is only on something that's hidden. Once you reveal, we have. A person says there has a large family, as Kenainahara, 12 children. Why do you say it? Because when you say the number and the number is going directly on the people, that creates an ayin hara. It's revealed. You're supposed to keep it hidden. That bracha comes when something's hidden, not revealed. So there was a magefa, And David stopped the Magefa when he gave out the Shkolim to purchase Yerushalayim from Aravne Hayavusi, then the Magefa stopped. So that's, now we can understand a little what it's saying here. Cheker, Shikla Yavusi, remember the think into it Hashem, the Shkolim that David gave to Aravne Hayavusi, and Mashbisei Charon, that stopped the Charon Af, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the last pasuk in Sefer Shmuel says, "Vayiven Shom David Mizbeach LaShem, Vayal Oilus Ushlamim, Vayeter Hashem LaOretz, VaTeotzer HaMagefa." When David purchased the land from Aravna Yevusi, then the Magefa stopped, and David, it says, gave 50 shkolim. Even though we find in Divrei Hayamim he gave 600 shkolim. So the Gemara answers that he took from each of the Shvatim 50 Shkolim, and there were 12 Shvatim. 12 times 50 is 600. So he gave 50 means 50 per Shevet, total of 600. Okay, so we now know what the second sentence is talking about. But now we have to understand what is the connection between that and the Shkolim of Avram Avinu. And what does this all have to do, again, with Shabbos Shkolim? Good, it was about Shkolim, but there, apparently there's a message here. So he very often quotes a Pirush HaChumash that was written over 100 years ago, exactly 102 years ago, in the city of Boston, by a rabbi in Boston. The name of the Sefer of in Boston, Massachusetts, in the year, it was published in the year 1910. The name of the Sefer is Toiras Gavriel. And the Toiras Gavriel on Parshas Chayasar explains what Rabbi Lazar HaKalir is trying to tell us in this piyut, based on a medrash. What does the medrash say? Vela, on the pasuk, Vela Boker Rots Avram. Avram ran to the meet when the Malachim came to give them, to shecht the three cows, give each one of the tongues. So the Medrash understands that if Avram was running after the Bokker, it means that the Bokker was running also. We always think the Bokker was in the barn, and Avram ran to the Bokker. The Medrash understands that Avram was chasing the Bokker. Where did the Bokker go? Borach Mulfonav, he ran away from David. V'nichnas l'moras ha-machpelah, he went into the moras ha-machpelah. V'nichnas achrov chum, and Avram ran after the Bokker into the Moras Machpelah. V'ro Hashem Adam v'Oizrei, and David, Avram saw Adam Arishan and his helper, that means he saw Chava. Shoichvim, they were lying there. V'yishenim, they were sleeping. V'neirois dolkim alem, there was candles burning by, next to them. V'reyach toiv aleim, there was a good smell. K'reyach hanachoyach, like the pleasant smell. Lefika chomad Moris Machpelah. So Avram desired the Moris Machpelah. Adam and Chava were tzaddikim, and therefore it seems their bodies did not disintegrate, and there was no foul odor as there usually is from a mace. He wanted to be buried there also. Omar levnei Yevusi, and he said to the Bnei Yevusi. And immediately, this is the in Chumash it says that they were Chiti, the Bnei Chiti. Why do we call them Bnei Yevusi? Because they were from the city of Yevus. That's why they were called Yevusim. What is Yevus? Yevus is the city of Yerushalayim. So this was in Chevron, which is near Yerushalayim. But these people came from Yevus. Yevus is the city of Yerushalayim. So he asked them, I want to buy this cave from you, where Adam and Chava are, and I'll give you gold, and let's make a contract for eternity that I get it. They didn't accept it. In Chumash, we don't know, it doesn't say everything that he had to do with the Bnei Chiti. It says it's short. In the Medrash elaborates that Avram had a whole negotiations with the Bnei Chiti. They didn't want to sell it to them. So Hischel Karei of Mishtachav Elohem. He started bowing down to them. Shenemar, Vayishtachu Avram Lufnei Amor. It says in Chumash that Avram bowed down. Why did he bow down? He was trying to endear himself to them that they would sell him the land. Amru Loi, so finally they came with a deal. Kroisi Manu Brisu Shvua, She'ein Zaracha Yoirish Es Ir Yevusi, Va'anu Moichrim Lach. If you make a deal that your children, if they enter Eretz Yisrael, they will not come to take over Yerushalayim, then we will sell it to you. Karas Imoim Brisu Shvua. He made a bris and a shvua that they will not take over Yerushalayim. Ma osu anshe yavus. So what did the people of Yerushalayim yavus, what did they do? Osu lem tzalmei nechosh. They made copper crosses. Vehemidu oisam b'chay v'ir. And they put them in the street of the city. Vekosu aleim bris shvuas Avram. And they wrote on these crosses exactly the covenant that Avram promised. Ukishabo Yisrael Eretz. We find when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Canaan, we find this is a pasuk in Shoftim. It says, "Vesayivusi Yoishev Yerushalayim loikavshu." They conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, but they did not conquer the Yevusi who lived in Yerushalayim. V'lama mipnei abris v'ashvua. They couldn't conquer them because their forefather Avram had made a covenant with them. The David HaMelech Ratzel Lahachnes, David wanted to go in later after Yeshua, David wanted, V'loi Hinichu. They said, no, we have a deal. Shenemar, V'yoymer Anshe Yevus, Loi Savoy. You cannot come in. And the Medrash asks, V'chimaho Yekoicham, Shal Anshe Yevus, Loimer LeDavid, Loi Savoy. V'hoya Yisrael Kechayla Yom. What was David afraid of? He could easily have wiped out the Anshe Yevus. The Bnei Yisrael had a huge army, and they could have easily have conquered them. So how did the Bnei Yevus stop? Ela mikoyach hashvua. It was only because of the power of the shvua to Avram. Avram made a shvua that his descendants would not conquer Yerushalayim. Ad hisiru ha'ivrim va'pischem, until they took away the tzlamim. The ivrim are the blind ones, and the pischem means the lame ones. She'enei imelahem v'loyiru, v'ragleim v'loyalecha. Nice. They put up avodah zarah. And on the avodah zarah, they wrote the shvua that Avram gave that his descendants would not take. So till they were removed, when were they removed? When David paid money. Money talks. So then, now you're paying it for us. So now we'll take away the shvua. So now it's very good. Now we understand the connection. The first line of the stanza of Rabbi Elazar HaKelir in the Piyut is Zechor li Shiklei Ephraim. Remember the Shkolim that Asher Shokal Av b'machbel Chevroin. Remember what Avram gave the Shkolim. And as a result, not only did he have to pay 400 over Lasoich, a very expensive, worth maybe millions of dollars to get this Moras HaMachpelah, but also he had to swear that his descendants would not come into Eretz Yisrael, into Yerushalayim, and that's why David had to pay, and that's the only way that David was able to get into Yerushalayim. So now we understand the connection.
Why did Avram make such a deal?
Because that was the only way that he was going to get the kfura for Sarah. So it comes out from everything that we learned so far that the deal to get a kfura for Sarah was not an easy thing. He didn't get it for nothing, even though Hashem said, L'cho etnan, I'm going to give it to you. He wasn't Maharer. They didn't want to sell it to him. He had to bow down and lower himself to them in order to get it. And he had to make a shvua, a bris, that his descendants wouldn't take Yerushalayim until David paid for it. That's why David didn't go until he paid for it. And then he had to pay a very large amount of money to Ephron Achiti in order to get it. So this is what we've seen so far. Again, we still don't know what does this have to do with Shabbos Shkolim, and we still don't know what the Medrash means that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu a debt. But all that is going to be answered now. We're all familiar that there are 10 nisyonos that Avram went through. And the simple understanding is that the last of the 10 nisyonos, most Rishonim learn, was the nisyon of the Akedah. When Avram was ready to kill his son, based on what he understood was the commandment of Hashem, and then he stopped, the Malach stopped him, and then the Malach said, Ato yodati ki yirei alikim ato. Now I know that you fear Hashem. However, Rabbeinu Yonah does not learn like that. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the Akedah was the ninth one. What was the tenth Nisayon of Avram? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, this was the Kvura of Sarah Imenu. The ninth one was the Akedah, but the tenth one was bearing Sarah. Because Avram could have thought, Hashem said, I'm going to get it for free, and I had to pay a tremendous amount of money, and he wasn't Mar, he accepted it. So
that was worse than the Akedah. It's money.
So that's the question we have to answer. We always think the 10th one, the Akedah, was the highest one that Avram went through. He went into the fire, the Kifshanei, she lech lechom. He went through 9 Nisyonis. The highest one, finally, the epic, the climax was when he's ready to give up his son. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, no. The highest was the Kfur of Sarah. The what? Yeah, because Adam Chava, he wanted it. That's what we learned before. So the question is, we're going to come to that. What was so great about this thing of Kfura Sarah? So before we get to that, Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Va'era on the pasuk Va'era Avram El Yitzchak El Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lam. So Rashi brings down from Rabbeinu Dorshu Leinyan Shamala. One way to learn this pasuk in the beginning of Va'era is that Moshe was not as great. Hashem was complaining, Moshe, you're not like Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Because Moshe said to Hashem, Lama hara'isa la'amazeh, why did you do so bad to the, you made, from the time that I came to Paro that you should go out, the work got even worse. He didn't give them any bricks anymore, they had to make their own bricks. Lama hara'isa, Moshe was complaining to Hashem. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings this down, Chaval al da'avdin v'loy mashtakhin. Woe is it that Nebuch, unfortunately, I lost the office of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and we don't find anybody like them. Yesh li l'soinen al misas ha'avis. I have to complain that I have to feel bad that I lost them, because you're not like the avos. So Rashi says, U'kishabikesh Avram likbar asara, Loimatza kever achakana bedamim merubim, v'loihiraru achrei midoisai, v'ato amarta mashmoi ma'omer aleihem. You, Moshe, you were complaining. You said, why did you do bad? But look at the others. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when they had problems, they didn't say, lama haraisa. For example, by Avram, Rashi brings down, when I told him I'm going to give him Eretz Yisrael, he didn't get it. He didn't complain against me. Hey, you said, Hashem, you said I'm going to get it for free, and now I have to give all this money? And this is what Rashi brings down. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that one time on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan was going around the whole world. He came back to Hashem, and Hashem said to the Satan, what did you find when you went through the whole world? So the Satan says, Lo matzasi ka'avdech Avram. I didn't find anyone like your servant Avram. Now we would think, why? Because of the Akedah. He didn't say because of the Akedah. And he didn't say because of the Kifshanesh that Avram went into the fire. He said because he wasn't maharer about buying this place for the Kvura. So that's why we begin to understand why Rabbeinu Yonah considers the Nisoyan of the burial of Sarah the greatest one. But this is what we see from the Gemara. We see from these Chazal that for some reason, Hashem didn't say, When Avraham was ready to kill Yitzchak, he didn't say to Hashem, "You told me I'm going to have a son after 100 years, and now you're telling me to shach him." He didn't say. That's not what Hashem said. Hashem said that he didn't complain about the kvur of Sarah. So from we understand, and the Sutton said, "Oh, you know why he's great? He didn't complain about the kvur of Sarah." So Rabbeinu Yoina understood that the climax of all the ten Nisyonos is not the Akedah, it's Kvura Sarah. But we have to understand, if you compare Kvura Sarah to the Akedah, it would seem that Akedah is much greater. Why, in fact, is the climax the burial of Sarah? So he said a very nice pshat. The Ramban in Parshchayas Sarah explains why did the Torah go to a length to tell us all about how Avram bought the property from Ephraim. That whole, what do we learn from it? So the Ramban says two explanations. And these two, Rabbi Schlesinger pointed out, usually when the Ramban says two explanations, one is different than the other. But here the two explanations look like they contradict each other. And that's hard to understand. You can have one interpretation, another one, not a contradiction. But these seem to contradict. What is it? The Ramban says, you know why Hashem wrote in the Torah how Avram bought the Moaris Machpelah from Ephron Achiti? Lo'idia chazdei Hashem im Avram. To teach us the chesed that Hashem did with Avram. Shehayonasi elekim bo'aretz asher bo logur sham. V'chol ha'am ha'yukarim ha'yse adoini. V'hu lo'y amr lem kein. Shehu sar v'gadol. The gum b'chayiv kiyim boi v'agadlu shemecha v'yei bracha. The ishtoi nikbar b'nachlas Hashem b'eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says the reason is to see the chesed of Hashem. Avram comes to a strange land. He should tell the people, you know, I'm Avram Avinu. Maybe you heard about me. I'm a big sar v'gadol. He didn't say that. But yet the people knew about Avram by themselves. And they said about Avram, Sar v'gadol, you're a great man who came to us. So Hashem had promised Avram, v'gadlo shemecha. We see that happened. Hashem kept it. And in his lifetime, v'yei bracha, Avram was wealthy, he had honor, so he was a bracha. And finally, the Ramban says, v'ishtoi nikber b'nachlas Hashem b'etzrol. His wife was zocha, not to be buried in Chutz Loretz, but she was zeich in the Moris Machpelah to be buried. That all the chesed of Hashem. Then the Ramban says, "V'rabaseinu amru," and the Chazal, the rabbi say in the Gemara, "Shegam ze min anisyoin shel Avram." This is a test of Avram. Shabikesh makom likvar sarv leimatza atchakonai soy. So this is a contradiction. Which one is it? Is it a chesed of Hashem? Or is it a test of Avram? How could it be both? So the Rav Schlesinger said, no, it's both. You know why it's both? This is why it's the greatest Nisoyin more than the Akedah. We would think that after Avram successfully went through the Akedah, the rest of his life is going to be a bed of roses. He went, Ato yadati ki yirei alekim ato. I know now that you're a Yorei Elokim, you were ready to give up your own child that you davened for 100 years, that you should have a child up to the age of 100, and you finally got this child. You were ready, so I see you're a Yorei Elokim. So now Avram could think to himself, I passed the supreme test, now, you know, let me relax a little, like you'd be fine by Yaakov. Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva. And that's when Yosef came, the whole thing with Yosef. Avram could have said that also. But instead, what happened from the Akedah? From the Akedah, his wife died. The Chazal say that the Sotan came to Sarah Imenu and told her all about the Akedah, and he didn't get killed. But by the time she heard that he didn't get killed, Parcha Nishmasa, the fright that her son is going to be brought on the Akedah and is going to get killed, already she died. So here, so not only that Avram had a problem in burying her, but let's backtrack. Before that, because of the Akedah, he lost his wife. He lost the tzidkan and sarah. So then, okay, he's already accepts the fact that he lost sarah. Let me bury her. Then he had all the problems that we mentioned before about the burial. So the nesoyin of Avram is, how are you going after the Akedah? When you in your mind think, I deserve, as Rav Schlesinger said, the pasuk, Hareini no chazdecha. I deserve already a little chesed from Hashem. I went through so much. No, your wife died. And then I told you I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. Etnena, no, you're not going to get it. You're going to have to pay for it. And you have to pay big money for it. And you're going to have to promise that they don't go into Yerushalayim. And that's why David had to later give the Shkolim. Right? So the test is, how is Avram going to look at it? And you know what? How Avram looked at it? Avram looked at it different than we look at it. Avram looked at it chesed. From this story, Avram looks at it, oh, Hashem, you were so good to me. Agad lo shemecha, and veye bracha, and Sarah got to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't look at the fact that Sarah died and all the problems that he had in getting the kvura for Sarah. So it's a chesed and a nesoyin at the same time. The nesoyin is, how are you going to look at it? Are you going to look at it as a terrible event? Or are you going to look at it for care that it's a chesed of Hashem? And he says, this is the midah that we find by Avram. Avram, when he was told by Hashem that you're going to have a son, so he said, what's his reaction? He says, Lu Yishmol Yichyev Lefanecha. Halavai that Yishmol should still live. And Rashi says that, Eini Kedai Lekabel Matan Schar Kazeh. To get Yitzchak, I've been davening for him. I'm 99 years old. I've been davening all the years for Yitzchak. I'm not. And you told me now I'm going to get him. I'm not kedai. Halavai that Yishmol. I'm still thanking Hashem for the last toiva that you did to me. That I at least had a Yishmol. So we see this is the midah of Avram. The midah of Avram is to look at everything Hashem does that he's doing good to you, and not to focus on that which Hashem owes you. Okay, we have to strive to get Mosa. A person has to say Mosa Yagia Maisa le Maisa Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Every day in Shemayna Esrei, after Akela Kadosh, we start asking our requests. Atachaylam Das Refa'enu Baruch Aleinu. So the pasuk says in last week's parsha Shmois Perchav Beis Pasuk Chav Hey. Im chavel tachvel salmas re'echa ad boy Hashem mesh teshiven eloi. If you lent your friend money, he owes you money, and now you want a guarantee that he's going to pay. So you took from him his work clothes. Rashi says it speaks sus yoyim akasim adaber. She'ein sarach labalayla. He has work clothes. He only uses in the day. He doesn't sleep with it. So every night he gives you his work clothes. The next day, it says, Chavol Tachbol, you give it back to him every day. So Rashi brings from the Tachuma, why does it say a double lashon Chavol Tachbol? Kama many times, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kama Ato Chayiv Li. Think for a second, how much are you Chayiv to me? Bahare Nafshecha Oyla Etzli Kol Amish Amish. Every night your neshama goes up to Shemayim. Vinoisanis din v'cheshbin, and you have to give a din v'cheshbin what you did that day. Umischayeves lefonai, and at the end when we make an account, you come out owing Hashem. Hashem gave you health that day. He let you walk around. He let you eat. He let you function and work and not have pain. And he made sure that all your checks don't bounce. That he took care of you for that day. At the end of the day, if we make a reckoning of who owes who, so Rav Schlesinger said, maybe you owe at least a pruta, like a penny. It could be some of us owe a few dollars, or maybe a few tens of thousands of dollars to Hashem. Like Rav Schlesinger said, when a person wakes up in the morning and says, Moida ani, so already any credit that he might have had is gone. He's already, when he steps his foot down on the floor, He already owes Hashem thousands. And when he takes his coffee, the first coffee, and has enough from that coffee, it's already too much that he can't pay. In other words, the bottom line is, every night we wind up owing Hashem. And what does Hashem do? What could he do? He could say, well, I have your neshama. I have a security. I won't give it back to you till you pay me. But Hashem knows if he's not going to give it back to you, you're going to wake up without a neshama. You're not going to wake up. So he says, even though you owe me, I will pay you back. V'ani machzir alach, af atah. So now somebody owes you money. So you could say, oh, I have his security, his work clothes. I'm going to keep it till I get the money back. No, he doesn't have it. Tul v'ashev, tul v'ashev. Keep on giving him back and until he finally pays you every day in the morning when it comes time, give it to him back. And that's what Rav Schlesinger says is pshat in a Rashi in Parshas Kiseitse, Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk says, Kisasha bereacha. That's the word we had at the beginning of the shir. Kisiso we changed to kisasha with a shin. It means when you loan somebody, you're claiming a loan from your friend. Masa ma'uma, a loan of nothing. Loisovay al beiser lavet avayda. Don't go into his house and take a security from him and then keep the security and don't give it back to him. So Rashi says, what does masa ma'uma mean? Choyv shel klum, a choyv of nothing. So Rav Schlesinger said, we would think it should be just the opposite. It should be a choyv of millions. In other words, the way Rashi's saying it means that if it's a small little debt, don't go in and take a security and keep it and don't give it back to them. But if it's a big debt, if it's millions, then maybe I could take a security and not give it back to them. Right? So no. So what it means that whatever amount of money he owes you, when you think of it, think of Hashem. Think of what you owe Hashem. That Rashi that we just learned before of Parshas Mishpatim. You owe Hashem so much, and he doesn't keep it. He gives it back to you. So whatever that person owes you, he owes you $10,000. But what it's really is ma'uma. It's like nothing. Compared to what you owe Hashem, and Hashem gives back to you, what this fellow owes to you is ma'uma. It's as if it's nothing. And therefore, don't hesitate to give it back to him. So now, based on all this, we can understand what the connection is of the shkolim that were given by Avram to Ephron, and subsequently that David had to give shkolim because there was a bris that was made that the descendants of Avram should not take over the Yerushalayim. So David had to pay for it. So what does that have to do with Parsha Shkolim? Because Parsha Shkolim, the Machzis HaShekel, that's the lesson of the Machzis HaShekel. When you give a machzor shekel, you know what the idea of it? Why do we give only a machzor shekel? Why don't we give a whole shekel? So the parsha pshat is because it shows that you have to come on to your friend, right? Two together, two halves together make a whole. But according to this medrash, the idea is the chatzi shekel is just symbolic that you owe Hashem. You want to pay Hashem, you'll never be able to pay him. You'll always be short. It'll always be a half. What if you make a cheshbon? Who owes me? I was good yesterday. I davened with kavana. I said tehillim. I did a chesed, one chesed. I eked out over the day to help somebody else. So very good. But in the final analysis, the bottom line, Hashem, you owe Hashem much more than Hashem owes you. So the idea is Hashem saying, the lesson I want to teach you is, every day when you wake up, realize you owe Hashem. Give me a machzor shekel. Just admit that you owe me. You're not giving a shekel because you want to show that whatever I'm going to give, it's only going to be a half a shekel. I'll never be able to repay Hashem for all the good that he does to me. So it's only a machzor shekel. But once you admit that you are the one who owe Hashem and not come with Hashem, a tainus, Avram could have said, well, you told me you're going to give it to me for free, and I have to pay a lot, and I have such trouble. No, Avram looks at it as a chesed. After the Akedah, when he could have thought, now's time, take it easy, and Hashem's going to be only good to me. And yet he went through all these difficulties to get Kfura Sara. He passed the final test that he wasn't Maharur against Hashem. Not like Moshe. Moshe, unfortunately, he was trying to defend Klal Yisrael. But Moshe should have said, thank you, Hashem, that you're making a gula, you're taking them out, you're beginning to take them out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe looked at only the negative thing. So Hashem said, Chaval al da'avdim lemeshtakel, I don't have Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When things were tough by them, they didn't complain. They looked at the positive part. But you're only focusing on the negative. You're not focusing on the positive. The lesson of Machzeh Shekel, that's what we learned from Avram, from the Shkolim of Avram. And all the troubles that he went through, and he looked at it as a chesed. Oh, Hashem, you did Vagadla Shemecha, Veye Bracha. Sora came to Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Thank you, Hashem, for all you did to me. So that is the lesson of the Machzeh HaShekel. The title of the Shir is A Cup Half Full, Half Empty, or Completely Full. Everyone knows, Rav Shlazi said there's a certain source for this. He didn't go into it. But it's a famous thing. How do people look at a cup that's half full? You can see people's different nature. Does a person look at it, oh, it's a half full cup? Or do they look at it as a half empty cup? Are they optimistic or pessimistic? But he said that he heard from a person that the Jewish hashkafa is no. It's the cup is completely full, even when it's half full. Because who made the cup half full? That's Hashem. Who made the cup missing a half, that it's only a half full and the other half is missing? That's also from Hashem. So if you go with such an attitude, then you realize everything is from Hashem. If everything is from Hashem, then the whole cup is full. Then it makes no difference the half cup full and the half cup empty. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the message of the Medrash, that Klal Yisrael should be makir, that they owe me, and once they pay me the Machzeh Shekel as a token, that they owe me, and not that I owe them, then I will give them a bracha, and that they'll, v'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha'yom. If they'll recognize that, that's all I want them to do. I want them to recognize that even if they have hardships, that they should remember all the good that I do for them, every limb in their body that it functions and works, all the chesed that they owe me, then I'll give them great schar. I just want to end with a short thought on Parshas Yisroi, and this is found in the Beis Halevi. It says that the Aron, which represents a Talmud Chacham who learns Torah, has to be made of gold from the inside and from the outside. So the Beis Halevi says the pshat is that every Jew has a chiv to be machzik Torah, to support Torah. And we have an obligation to help Talmidei Chachamim, that people who sincerely dedicate their lives to learning Torah day and night, which is the backbone of Klal Yisrael. So those people we have to support. But the message is, don't just support them from the inside, gold from the inside, meaning that they should have food on their table, they should be able to pay the rent, they should have a chair to sit on, a table to be with, not only from the inside, but so the Beis Halevi says that the real way to support Talmidei Chachamim is they should be gold on the outside. In other words, people's concept is that if I'm supporting a Talmud Chacham, you know, but he could live on an orange crate. You know, he doesn't have to have, no, he should have a nice house. You're whether if he'll abstain and want to have something less, that's his decision. But what you should want to do with a Talmud Chacham, real, talking about a sincere 100% day and night learning Torah, the real thing. If you have such a Talmud Chacham, then if you really want to do the mitzvah properly, give him gold on the inside, but also gold on the outside. And then he adds, this is a famous Beis Halevi, that when a person gives tzedakah, the person to whom he gives tzedakah is a cheftza of a mitzvah. It's an odd, just like an esrog. After Sukkot, you can make esrog pie from it. It has no kedusha. But during Sukkot, during those 7 days of Sukkot, it's a chefetz of an object of a mitzvah, as kedusha of a mitzvah. So if a person, chas v'shalom, would put it on the floor and step on it, that's a bezoyin to a mitzvah. You wouldn't do that. So many people, they give nice, very nice sukkah. But the way they give it, they're mevaza, the poor man who comes to the Talmud Chacham, who's coming for tzedakah, they'll embarrass him. When you're, the base lady says, ze isser daraisa. You're doing an isser of the Torah, you're not supposed to be mevaza, a chayfetz of a mitzvah. The Talmud, the ani, who's asking you for help, he is the object of a mitzvah. And just like you can't desecrate and embarrass mevaza a esrig, so the ani is not less than that esrig. That not only do you have to give nicely to the ani, but you have to give it b'sever ponim yafois in a friendly, nice way, and not to be mevaza him.